Poised for Exit is a show for business owners who want to achieve a successful exit based on their own terms. Your business exit will likely be the biggest financial transaction of your life, and for most, you'll have one shot at doing it right. The topics and guests we feature and the stories they share will provide valuable ideas and strategies to improve operations and grow enterprise value so you can achieve the best possible exit outcome. Now here's your host, award-winning certified exit planning advisor, Julie Keyes.
Welcome everyone to Poised for Exit, the exit planning podcast show. Our guest for this episode is the local chair for a national peer group that supports ultra-high net worth entrepreneurs, investors, and executives. We'll hear all about her work and the unique group she facilitates right after these messages from our show sponsors.
Right now, there's a record number of buyers looking for businesses, and many businesses are selling at a premium. To get a free, confidential business valuation so you'll know what your business might be worth, contact a broker at Sunbelt Business Advisors at 612-455-0880. We're Minnesota's largest seller of companies. Let us help you maximize your life's work. Call 612-455-0880 or visit sunbeltmidwest.com.
What we see with many businesses is that they've never gotten marketing to work consistently, and the marketing they do doesn't meaningfully impact their bottom line. Data approaches it differently by partnering with clients for long-term, sustainable marketing solutions. They start with a consultative, crawl, walk, run approach that helps you scale your marketing efforts naturally. Data provides marketing for the long-time success of your business to tell your story in a compelling way and to make sure the value you bring is apparent to everyone. Go to data.com for more information. That's data.com.
TrustPoint will design and manage a 401k plan that fits your company's needs. They handle everything from record keeping and investments to employee education and ongoing administration. And they take on the highest level of fiduciary responsibility to ensure your 401k plan is compliant. You already have plenty to keep you up at night. Your 401k plan should not be one of them. Visit TrustPointInc.com for more details.
For business owners, it can be overwhelming to start planning a transition or exit strategy, but it's so important to avoid unwanted outcomes and unexpected tax bills. The CPAs at JAK, John A. Knutson & Company, can guide you and help make sense of the numbers. Our firm was established over 90 years ago, and we've assisted countless companies with ownership transitions. Leaving your business is a process that takes time. So contact us today to discuss your situation. Visit our website at jakcpa.com. That's jakcpa.com.
Hey, everybody. We are in the studio today with Bonnie Spear McGrath, who is the Minneapolis chair for Tiger 21. Bonnie, I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you, Julie. I'm so happy to be here as well.
Welcome to Poised for Exit. I'm trying to remember when we actually had a conversation about having you on the show. I bet it's been almost a year now.
It has been a while, and yeah. I have been looking forward to it ever since we talked about it.
Me too. It's just such a unique service offering. You know, like I said in the opener, high net worth entrepreneurs, investors, executives, obviously different needs. They've got different issues that they're dealing with, right? Different interests. And it's really cool. And I can't wait to get into this. But first, I would just like to have you tell us, how did you get to this place? Like, here you are, a peer group facilitator, a chair. You don't just drop into something like that.
Yeah. How do I get to the joy job? Exactly. I always start with, I was raised in Iowa. And raised by two entrepreneurs. So I think there wasn't an option to me other than to be a founder. And went to college in Boulder, Colorado, and then lived in London and New York City for about 8 years, and then moved to the Twin Cities for the last 38 years, which I've called home. But when I was 24, I started two businesses. One was a strapless bathing suit top business using 3M paper. Shout out to Minnesota company that we imported from Brazil and called those Sun Things, where the tagline was leave some things to the imagination. And the other one was a technology training company for bankers and lawyers to help them use desktop technology. And I was so fortunate because I sold both companies, one, the first one to Bras a Bra, and the second one to the Washington Post. And then I retired from being a CEO for many years, took time off to raise our children and be more involved in the community and private and nonprofit boards. When I went back to work, I started helping some other entrepreneurs really launch their business. And then Tiger tapped me to be the founding chair of Minneapolis Tiger 21. So it's a dream job come true.
Isn't that amazing? What a journey. Wow. And there's all kinds of stories packed in between, right?
Absolutely.
I bet there are. A couple questions I'd like to ask you. So you started these two companies when you were 24. At what point did you sell them then?
So I sold the first one when I was 30 and the second one when I was 39.
Wow. That's amazing. And you were raised by entrepreneurs. So was I.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it gets into your blood.
It totally gets into your blood. Right? Yeah. you know good years when you're going to the Bahamas and bad years when you're eating Hamburger Helper.
Right. Or oatmeal.
Yeah, or oatmeal. Oatmeal. That's right.
For sure. So, okay, let's talk about Tiger 21 and your position as a chair. You've got the Minneapolis market. Mm-hmm. I know there are several other locations, not only across the U.S., but globally, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's a global organization. I was tapped to be the founding chair and bring it to Minnesota for the first time. But it is a premier peer-to-peer network for high net worth individuals, mostly who are entrepreneurs and wealth creators. Mm-hmm. Also mostly for people who are first generation wealth creators. You don't have to be. There are second, third, and in London, seventh generation wealth creators. But
sure.
It's a very interesting group of people. All members have to have at least 20 million of investable assets. They could have more. And Tiger really serves as their personal board of directors, really providing them a unique forum when they are new to wealth and new to this area to kind of explore issues of identity, the nuts and bolts of, you know, wealth management and estate planning and tax planning, philanthropy, family dynamics, health, you know, kind of anything that the members are interested in. I personally love that it's a global organization because I've always been a very global person myself, mm-hmm. and loved that you can learn from so many different people. We only have 1,300 members in the whole world, which is why a lot of people haven't heard of Tiger 21,
sure.
because it's a smaller organization, pretty intimate. But we're in 45 cities across the U.S., Canada, U.K., Singapore, and Switzerland, and we're in formation in Portugal and Dubai right now.
Interesting.
So each month, about 100 groups of Tiger members meet all over the world for their monthly meetings. And I think that the value of Tiger often appeals most easily to other people who have been in peer groups, who
sure.
just love to learn in peer groups. And oftentimes it's considered the graduate school, you know, of the peer groups.
Oh, I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, which is really illustrated by our founder, Michael Sonnenfeld. He was part of a Vistage group for many years, and he grew his business and sold it, and then found, oh my gosh, I don't have a peer group anymore. So he and six entrepreneurs were the first Tiger 21 group in New York City to kind of explore this new part of their life.
Well, and when you think about it, you know, part of the work that I do as an exit planner includes whatever that next act is.
Yeah.
What am I going to do next? And really, those are the best years of our lives. So we want to make sure that they're fulfilling, meaningful, right? Fun.
Yeah.
Impactful, productive. And it makes total sense to me to have people like this who have been movers and shakers and motivated their entire lives, productive, successful. You don't just stop that.
Right.
Just because you just sold your business, right?
So true.
So what do we do next? And this is perfect because there's guidance, helping, because that really is a new chapter, right?
A totally new chapter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for most people.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. So tell us about, what does a meeting look like? How does it work with Tiger 21?
Yeah. So a group are 12 to 15 people, and you get together once a month. The structure of all the meetings around the world is very similar, which makes it easy. If you want to visit another meeting, you would know what to expect.
Sure.
But members start off the meeting by giving an update, you know, what's gone on in their lives, personally, professionally. Maybe they'll talk about investment opportunities that they're considering or any issues that they're tackling, whatever matters they want to talk about. Part of one of the favorite parts of the day is actually a part where it's called a tip jar, and you share your favorite tip, which could be your favorite podcast, like yours. It could be a wine, a vacation spot, an electronic form. It could be just about anything. We also have a speaker, a learning session at every meeting, and the speakers that I bring in, it largely I'm guided by my group. What are they interested in?
Sure.
So a lot of times it's nuts and bolts topic, tax planning, you know, building your trusts or doing estate planning. But last year, one of the favorite topics of my group, they asked me to find someone to talk about joy because they wanted to have more joy in their life.
Hmm.
And so I love that. You know, we have a speaker coming in to talk about longevity. It's really, we have a geopolitical speaker coming in. It's whatever the members want. What do they want to learn about together?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's awesome. Oftentimes, I'll invite a member from another group who has expertise. Mm. So this summer, I have a member from our Sarasota group coming in who is an expert in farmland investing. So he will get the chance to participate in the whole meeting in addition to being a speaker that day, which is kind of a nice thing. And then the remainder of our meeting is focused on one member. And they do something that we call a portfolio defense, which really gives them a chance to share their life story. How did they become who they are? What's important to them? What are their values? Who are the people that matter? What are their hopes and dreams? And what's in store for them the next year? They might have questions on their they do present their financial portfolio, so they might have questions on their allocation.
Mm.
They might have questions on, you know, insurance. They might have questions on just life issues, like, oh, my daughter's getting married next summer, and I want her to think about a prenuptial. It could be absolutely anything, but they get the center stage, and they get to get feedback and wisdom from their entire peer network, you know, their group, without anyone trying to sell them anything in a completely confidential manner. And they're just there for the benefit of this member.
Mm-hmm.
So people leave the meetings energized. They have lists of things that they want to do. But the person who got to do this presentation potentially got life transforming ideas. It just depends on what how big the topic was. But people do that about every 15 months. So they get to review and update. And it's an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, I facilitate a peer group myself of a bunch of key non-owners of family business. So it's through a family business organization in another state. And they just asked me if I would facilitate this group. So the format is similar to what you're talking about, with definitely different subject matter in terms of what we talk about, right? Because we're talking about people that are like CFOs and COOs within family business, but they're not necessarily shareholders, although if they are, they're minority. But most of them aren't, and they're definitely not family members. But working with family member owners can be kind of challenging when you're not part of the blood, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And to have people in a peer group, that's so cool. I didn't know that you did that. But to have people in the room who really understand you, so you know you're not crazy. You know, there's other people that have had that journey.
Yes.
But the wisdom that you can share and that your peers can share is just invaluable. You know, it's a great investment of their time.
That outside perspective is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. Sometimes when we think about what we have on our plate and what directions we might be able to take, we're just so close to it. And having someone else on the outside who's not,
right,
and who doesn't have an emotional attachment or interest in it, can really kind of see the big picture and maybe give us a little bit of direction, which is, like you said, it's invaluable.
Yeah, it's invaluable. I know for me, it's very helpful that I had a similar experience myself in Tiger 21. I think it's one of the things that makes me an interesting chair and made them tap me.
Absolutely.
But I am really sorry that I didn't know about Tiger 21 before I sold my business or after I sold my business. I think to have a peer group to help you structure the deal and kind of know what you're going through and have a peer group afterwards that is there to support you would have been so valuable. And I feel like that's why I'm so grateful to be a Tiger Chair, because I get to bring that knowledge to people's attention. Whether that they're interested or not is fine, but at least they would know about it, you know, to be able to choose it, because I know it would have been valuable to me and to my family.
Well, it's kind of like the old adage of, you know, necessity becomes the mother of an invention. And very similar to me, like I went through my own exit, didn't have the best advisors, didn't really know there was a process. And so after that, that was when I was really, you know, I followed that consulting path and then became an exit planner. So kind of doing similar work to you where I'm trying to help people.
And before I talked to you, I didn't even know there were exit planners because, of course, I would have loved to have you at the time. I'm glad to, glad to know about that expertise.
So aside from this huge benefit of having all this outside perspective and feedback from other members, what are some of the other benefits that you'd particularly outline for Tiger 21 members?
Yeah. Well, I think that on the outside, looking in, everyone who knows someone who's achieved this extraordinary success and maybe has had, you know, either has a major company or has had some type of liquidity event, I think people look at it and they go, oh, you're just on easy street. You know, there's no other challenges that you have. But the truth is, there's brand new challenges and opportunities that come with that. And I think it's almost, for some people, like a foreign land, because they work so long to get to this place and now they're in a new place. And it doesn't always feel comfortable. And so I think one of the things that is so valuable is just to feel that you can be with other peers who really understand what you might be going through. And you might hear their stories and go, oh, that's my maybe what I'm going to face with my own kids or grandkids or something there. I think that the topics that we talk about are very relevant to this group. And it's very easy when you've had that kind of success to feel like you do know everything. But there's a lot of blind spots, you know, that you have.
Absolutely.
And there, this is a really safe environment to learn about different asset classes or learn about different approaches to philanthropy or learn about different approaches to raising kids with wealth. You know, it's there's topics that are very relevant, particularly for people that are in transitions, like we talked about, whether you're selling a business or you're retiring or there's a new chapter. And creators are creators forever. So they are really wanting to decide, well, what do I want to create next? What impact do I want to have on the world? I think that the other thing, this the local meeting is certainly central to, to what a Tiger member gets. But there's lots of opportunities outside of the local meeting.
Oh, good. You bring them all together?
Yeah. So we bring them all together. The whole you know, the whole world is invited once a year. And we just had several of our members attend what we call a global exchange. And they brought their spouses to this event. And it brings together everybody in Tiger. There's, you know, wonderful learning sessions. But we had former President George Bush and Bill Clinton on stage having a private conversation about geopolitics. We had the investment guru, Kathy Wood, talk about what she's thinking about AI and who she thinks to we should invest in. And of course, another shout out for Minnesota. We had Olympic champion Lindsey Vonn come and just talk about her experience, you know, transitioning from Olympic skier to celebrity author, you know, and wealthy person and how she thinks about that. So that was really, really special. In April, we have a couple of our members who have sold their businesses in the last couple of years going to a course for other members in Tiger who have had an exit. And that course is all about that group and how to think, how to think about life afterwards. So they'll also be part of that peer group with each other, which people could be from all over the world in that. And then there are networks, endless networks, really. It's whatever members want, they put together. So there's a network of Tiger Women, and I was delighted to be asked to co-chair the Tiger Women's Retreat this year. So I'm very excited about that and personally love seeing more women, get to the table in Tiger. But there's all kinds of groups that people could either attend things in person or listen online, whether it's a asset class like real estate or cryptocurrency, or it's philanthropy and how are people around the world doing philanthropy, or travel or golf. There's a new singles group that's become very popular and an under 45 group, which is also very popular. Yeah. So I think you join for your local group, but these other experiences just are additive for you.
So what about venture capital? Anybody involved in that at all?
There's definitely members who are involved in venture capital. Mm-hmm. The one thing about that, so a lot of members are involved in things that could be of interest to a member, like to be an investor in that fund. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is really, I think, extraordinary about Tiger is everything's confidential and there is no solicitation.
Sure.
And so if somebody's in venture, and they have an opportunity to talk about what they're doing. It's not that Tiger members wouldn't be interested, but we set aside other kinds of experiences that we call Tiger cages so that it is actually, all right, you're a member and you have a pitch to make. And so people opt in to hear that pitch.
Interesting.
And then they can talk to people about it. So it's a cool opportunity, but you're never pressured to it. But there's people in every area. There's people in storage units and private equity and cryptocurrency.
Sure.
And at the global conference, one of the things they do also, besides those Tiger cages that I talked about, is they have a speed dating breakfast. Mm. And if you have a fund or opportunity that you want to sponsor or that you own yourself, at that breakfast, people can come and sit and listen. So I tell my members, definitely go there. It's so interesting to hear and learn different terms and different pitches and meet, other entrepreneurs. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, lots of benefits there and lots of different ways to grow, both professionally, personally, right?
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fabulous conversation. I wish we could keep going. Just maybe really quick, you could just share with our listeners, when would you say is the best time for someone to consider becoming a member of Tiger 21?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if you like the content and you're financially qualified, there's other qualifications that we look for, being humble, having gratitude, being a lifelong learner, wanting to change the world. But if those are of interest to you, and you have something significant happening in your life, maybe you're selling a business or you're going to sell a business or you're retiring, there's some transition in life, oftentimes that's when people join. It's not why they stay, because there's lots of reasons to stay, but it's oftentimes why they join. Mm-hmm. And in Minnesota, we are I'm working with Tiger to help them expand to a second group now.
Good.
In Minnesota. And that would really be relevant for not only people in Minnesota, but also in the surrounding states where we don't have Tiger groups.
So sure.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, my home state of Iowa. As long as people would be willing to come to a group, they could do that. And before we opened in Minnesota, we had members flying to New York, Chicago, Detroit, Denver for meetings. So it's not uncommon to start that way.
Sure, sure. I know of other people that do that, too, when it comes to something like that. Well, this has been great, Bonnie. Thanks so much for being on the show. We will definitely be giving your contact information in the show notes so that if somebody is interested and wants more information, they'll be able to get a hold of you and chat about that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, it's just an honor to be here. And I hope my enthusiasm for being a Tiger Chair has come across today. Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's just a great offering. And thanks, everyone who's listening to this episode. Please share it with your network and join us again next time.